For NSPR News, I'm Sarah Bohannon. Now, in the third week since the disaster of the campfire, most evacuees who had no place to go have been consolidated into two county-coordinated evacuation centers. But some still remain at the Walmart in Chico. There, people have been out in the weather, sheltering in tents in a field and in cars and RVs in the parking lot. Last week, rumors circulated that the Walmart may be evicting people, but management denied the claim. Part of the reason people feared eviction was due to the private security firm Walmart has hired. Brosnan Security has guards patrolling the encampment 24/7. As Corinne Smith reports for NSPR, for those sheltering at the Walmart, there are concerns about safety and where they'll be able to go next.
I think they're raincoats.
Oh, really? Volunteers on site help organize food, donations, and logistics for people getting rides out of town and into county shelters. One group is loosely affiliated with North Valley Mutual Aid, a community relief group. Marin Hambly has volunteered here since the outbreak of the fire and says Walmart's hired private security is not making things easier.
They're here 24/7, we're here 24/7, and they just drive around.
Security guards wear military-style vests with handcuffs and pepper spray visible and patrol in trucks and on foot throughout the field and Walmart parking lot. On Thanksgiving, Hambly says someone arrived to hand out hot turkey meals and the security guards told them to leave.
Armed security guards walking around with vests that say asset protection, stopping our community from eating and having the supplies they need and harassing them instead of using those resources to help.
A Walmart spokesperson confirmed the guards are hired by Walmart nationally for disaster response and recovery services. DK Montgomery is the store manager of Walmart.
The private security is more for safety. We have evacuees and folks that's not used to living outside with folks that's used to living outside. And you don't know the mind state of folks.
Montgomery says the private security is for people's protection, and Walmart has been active in helping with porta potties, trash pickup, and working with the Red Cross. But security will be ongoing.
Basically a deterrent.
Some people camping there agreed. They said they appreciated the security presence. Days after the fire, there were reports of some crime and some physical altercations. Lonnie Allen is a volunteer from Grass Valley. He's been leading a team handing out clothes and food out of the back of two huge U-Hauls in the parking lot. He says he's worked closely with Bronson security guards every day.
Security people up here at Walmart in the Walmart parking lot have been very great. They've been good to me. I've been feeding them every day like I do everybody else.
There are also concerns about donated food spoiling, trash, and weather conditions. Chico City Manager Mark Orm said it's Walmart's responsibility to take care of the people on their property.
If Walmart is allowing individuals to be on their property, then obviously that's going to be up to them to how they care for those individuals.
But for those who were unsheltered prior to the fire, homeless or transient, and burned out of the campfire region, they do not qualify for some fire evacuee shelters or FEMA assistance. City Manager Mark Orm pointed to community organizations in Chico who can provide support.
You've got the Jesus Center, you've got Torah Shelter, you've got CHAT, who have a wide array of resources to help folks.
As the campfire response effort moves into recovery, it's not clear how everyone will find relief. For North State Public Radio in Chico, I'm Corinne Smith.